Hebrews chapter 13. We'll be looking at verses 7 through 17. Hebrews chapter 13, looking at verses 7 through 17. Hebrews chapter 13, looking at verses 7 through 17. I'll go ahead and read that text. Here the writer says, "Remember those who lead you, who spoke the word of God to you, and considering the result of their conduct, imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today, yes, and forever. Do not be carried away by varied and strange teachings, for it is good for the heart to be strengthened by grace, not by foods through which those who were thus occupied were not benefited. We have an altar from which those who serve the tabernacle have no right to eat, for the bodies of those animals whose blood is brought into the holy place by the high priest as an offering for sin are burned outside the camp. Therefore, Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people through his own blood, suffered outside the gate. Hence, let us go out to him outside the camp, bearing his reproach. For here we do not have a lasting city, but we are seeking the city which is to come. Through him, then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of lips that give thanks to his name, and do not neglect doing good and sharing, for with such sacrifices God is pleased. Obey your leaders and submit to them, for they keep watch over your souls as those who will give an account. Let them do this with joy and not with grief, for this would be unprofitable for you." Read in your hearing, Hebrews chapter 13, verses 7 through 17. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, but especially the doers of his word. Amen. Throughout the epistle that the writer writes here, he talks about steadfastness. He warns in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1, with the warning not to drift away. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 14, with the promise of becoming partakers of Christ. In Hebrews 4:11, as well as Hebrews 6:11 and 12, with exhortations to be diligent. In Hebrews 10:23, the writer with a reminder of God's faithfulness, and also Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35 through 36, he exhorts them with a promise of great reward. As the epistle nears its end, we find some final exhortations, which we've looked at here in our reading, and they appear to encourage that people have a steadfastness about themselves. Have you ever known anybody that just kept on keeping on? The brother that I was in the internship with, he usually would say, "Keep on keeping on," at the end of all of his emails that he would send us or any type of letters he would say. He would say, "Keep on keeping on." But he also would say, when we go up to preach, he'd say, "What? Preach the word." Yep, preach the word. And it was always exciting to hear people say, "Preach the word." It's an encouragement that we preach the word. But he gave exhortations, and the Hebrew writer here gives us exhortations that we need to pay attention to today. So when we begin by looking, we need to first of all look at verse number 7. And these are things that we need to remember. We need to remember those whose faith is worthy of emulation. We need to remember those people. In the original context of the epistle, the author here may have referenced to those leaders who originally spoke the word of God to the Hebrew people, those that he was writing. In Hebrews chapter 2, verse 3, says that may have included the apostles themselves. Considering the outcome of their conduct, may imply that they were dead and that their faith served them well. It also could mean some of those people that are mentioned in Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11, all the way to the end. People like Abel, the faith of Enoch, the faith of Noah, Abraham, Sarah, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Moses, Rahab, Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets. But it would also be appropriate to remember the faithfulness of our leaders today, the people that have led us to Christ. Do you remember their names? You know, I always remember all those people that had an influence on me as a young man growing up in the church. So many to name. I didn't write them all down, but I thought of some this last week. But I think I should go home and write their names down. And as we began to probably enumerate their names, we might remember some of the teachings that they taught us, because then their faces start appearing when we start writing about them. You know, if you're going to talk about somebody, talk about the good things that they did. Amen. But we need to emulate these people that were examples for us, not only just the people that are in the scriptures, but the people that we saw in flesh and blood. And they may not be here today. I'm sitting over here in what we called, I was just told today, this is the Jones row over here. And I remember my dad sitting over there. I don't know how we winded up sitting up there in that particular spot, but it was our custom. Anywhere we went, we always sat in the front. But as a little boy, my dad was the, I guess you call it a sergeant at arms or security for the church. So we sat in what my auntie called the Amen corner. So we had chairs over here, and we were facing the audience. And so we were looking out in the audience, making sure the preacher was safe. That was our job. We were tasked with that, making sure that everything and everybody in the church were safe. So we were in the Amen corner. But I say all of that to say I remember all the people's faces that were leaders in the church. And it is just not just the leaders, but I look and remember all the different names of the people in my mind that I could see. You know, as we sing songs to God, I can hear the voices of all the many different brothers and sisters in Christ that were singing. Because I always like looking at people. I always turn around. Sometimes I'm usually in the front row, and I look back, and I'm looking at people singing, and, you know, maybe you visited them, and you learned something. But all of the people that were examples of faith, amen? Because the thing about it is, in the body of Christ, you have a variety of people in the body of Christ, don't we? And they have a variety of issues that they have to overcome. Amen. Are y'all with me this morning? Amen. And so if you're having a problem in the church, if you're having a problem living a Christian life, there's probably somebody in the church that's going through the same thing that you're going through, or they already went through it, and they have the information to share with you how to overcome. Amen. And so here the writer is talking about those we should emulate or copy off or follow. Amen. These are examples. We need to remember those that led us, that taught us. Maybe the people that were our teachers in Sunday school. I remember all of my little teachers I had in Sunday school. I call them little now because they're all shorter than I am now. But when I was a kid, I was the shortest person in the class usually. And the teachers were towering over me. But I believe most of my teachers are gone now. Some of them are still around, which is nice to be able to go and visit with them and to call them from time to time. They still want to talk to me. It's nice. They still want to talk to me. But no, I wasn't a cut up in class, not in Sunday school. No, no, not at all. But we need to remember those that were examples to us. And we all can write down somebody. You guys got somebody you can write down? That's going to be your assignment this week. Really write down the people that you can imitate in their faith, amen? The people that set the example all the way to the end. You had to go to their funeral or their memorial service, and you still can remember the effect that they had on your life, amen? why you're still coming to church is because their influence on you. Amen. So we need to remember those who were our examples. Amen. That is just so beautiful. I just get excited about those people and think about them. Because I remember them because one day we're going to be able to see them again. We're going to be able to see them again. Isn't that going to be nice to be able to see them again? It's going to be pretty awesome, pretty awesome. The other thing we need to remember is that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. People ask me the question, why do you follow Jesus? Why do I follow Jesus? Because he's consistently the same. If you talk to my wife, she'll tell you, Solomon doesn't like change. I don't like change. I like to sit in the same seat at home to get my food. I like to sit in the same place. And if somebody's coming over to visit, the kids will stare them down and like, no, that's where Dad sits. That's where Dad sits. I don't even have to say anything. That's where my daddy sits there. You need to move. They did that to their grandmother. Told her, no, you can't sit there. You got to sit on the other side or somewhere else. That's where Daddy sits. But Jesus Christ is the same, isn't he? You know, it's the same Bible I've been reading since I could read. The first memory verse that my dad taught me was Genesis 1:1. Amen. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. That was my first memory verse, and my daddy taught me that one. Amen. At the beginning of the Bible, that's what I learned from my dad. He started us off with that. He started me off with that memory verse. I don't even know what my other sibling's memory verse was, but that was my memory verse that my dad gave me. But the fact of the matter is that I've been following the Word of God all my life. It is because of that example of the parents, the example of the brothers and sisters in Christ. There's some people that were with us over at the church in Oakland that are here. There's some people that I met here, and I've met other places. But the thing is that Jesus Christ is the same, and that's why I follow him, because he doesn't change. He's consistently the same. Many years ago when I was preaching over in Benicia, one of my buddies from school came. You guys may know Benjamin Norman. He used to go to church here right before I came. He disappeared before I came here. And I didn't find out that he attended Lassen Street until we started working out years ago. He's like, yeah, I used to go to that church. And I was like, oh, okay. And I met his sister Anna and all the family and all of that. But the thing that was very encouraging about what Ben said that day he came to visit at the church in Benicia. He says, Solomon, you are preaching the same thing that you were preaching in high school. Amen. The same thing. And I was just like, wow. I didn't ask him that. He just told me. And that's the thing about God's word. It never changes. It's dependable. It'll sustain you when times are hard. It'll lift you, keep you moving forward, even in the good times. The Bible is the same. Jesus is the same all the time. Amen. We can depend on him. He doesn't go to sleep. He doesn't go on vacation. He doesn't do any of that. He's providing for us. He is dependable. Amen. And so we need to remember that Jesus is dependable. The other thing is we need to remember what we have in Christ. It is apparent the author has in mind the temptations to return to the law. Some of the people during that time were thinking that they needed to turn back to the law of Moses, the dietary restrictions found in the law, to the altar and to the tabernacle or the old covenant. But what we have in Christ includes hearts that are strengthened by grace and not by food. An allusion to the dietary restrictions of Judaism. While they served their purpose, they did not provide what one really needs. Amen. An altar from which those who serve the physical tabernacle have no right to eat. The altar is likely an idea for the sacrifice offered on it. If so, then our altar is the sacrifice of Christ, which is of no benefit to those who hold to the old law of Moses, because they're still caught up in sacrificing animals. Y'all follow? Everybody follow me? So those people were trying to go back to the old law. But the benefit is Jesus only had to die how many times? Once for all, amen? He only died one time. And so we have a better sacrifice than the law of Moses. And so the benefit of being in Christ is that he only had to die one time. And it's effective for all time, amen? So that means that when we fall short, the blood of Jesus Christ does what? It cleanses us from our sins, amen? Amen. And so there are so many benefits that are in Christ. We have the forgiveness of our sins, amen? We don't have to have a sacrifice all the time because Jesus Christ sacrifices forever, amen? Now, there are actions that we need to take in order to be steadfast. The actions that we need to take is we need to offer true spiritual sacrifices to God. Amen. We may not serve the tabernacle of the Old Testament, but we do have sacrifices to offer. One of those sacrifices is that of praise. Amen. You guys know I like to sing. You know I like to sing. And the reason why I like to sing is because I get to express to God how I feel. And I get to use the breath that he gives me to do that. It takes oxygen to sing, doesn't it? If you got a cold, it's hard to sing. But if you're clear, you can just sing out, amen? And so when you sing to God, think about all that God has done for you, is doing for you, and will do for you, amen? Think on those things when you're singing to God, amen? Some people, it just doesn't come out loud and all of that. Some people are reserved. It's okay. God just wants you to sing, amen? He wants you to sing praises. But I sing out loud because that's the way I am. I'm loud and I'm proud of my relationship with God, amen? And I'm going to sing it. I'm going to sing out. And so we need to offer the fruit of our lips to God, amen? We need to offer the fruit of our lips. Another action to take is we ought to obey those who rule over us. We need to obey those that have rule over us. Sometimes people think that there's nobody in charge in the church. But there's order, isn't there? God is a God of order. And where do we find the order for the church? We find it in the scriptures, amen? And so we need to make sure that we are following the leadership of those that rule over us. Here in this church, we got elders. Thank God we got elders. Amen? And so we need to follow their lead. They're the ones that are, they're watching out for our souls. They're watching out for your soul. Who would volunteer to do that? That's a big job, isn't it? That's a big job. It's a big job when you're looking out for somebody else's children. Amen? I've had to watch people's children before, and it's a big job. Have you ever watched somebody's kids? I'll let y'all watch my kids. It might be easy because my kids are all right. But no, it's challenging when you're dealing with people and you're leading people. Amen? It's a challenge. It's a challenge. It's not easy. And being a parent is not easy, is it? Not easy being a parent because you got to know when to step back, when to let go, and all sorts of different things. It's always a challenge. But the thing that we need to do as children of God is we need to obey those that are in charge of us. In verse 17, going back to the text here, Hebrews 13, verse 17, it says, "Obey your leaders and submit to them." For what purpose? Why? Why do I have to listen to an elder? Why do I need to submit to the elders? For they keep watch over your souls. And then look at this. Look at what he says next. As those who will give what? An account. An accounting for you, for your soul. They're looking out for you, looking out for your best interests. That's very powerful, isn't it? That's a big responsibility. We should be praying for our elders. And then the latter part of verse 17, he says, let them do this with joy as opposed to with grief. For this would be unprofitable for you. The teaching is there. He's very direct, isn't he? It's very direct. It's very simple. It's very plain. And so we need to listen to the admonitions of the Hebrew writer. There's so many there. We need to stay faithful, brothers and sisters. It's a beautiful thing to have those that are looking out for our souls. It really is. It really is beautiful to have somebody else looking out for you, making sure that you're going in the right direction. And that direction is all the way to heaven. Amen. So we need to be steadfast in following the teachings of the scriptures because it's worth obeying God. Amen. That's part of obeying God. He says you need to obey your leaders. Amen. We need to follow suit in what thus said the Lord. I pray that this sermon has been encouraging to you as well as it's been encouraging to me to teach it and to preach it. If you have a need this morning, you need prayers, you need encouragement, whatever your need might be, why don't you come to the front as together we stand and sing the song that has been selected.